Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Scioli listener.
Rich Scioli Show Podcast.
It's time for President Trump to abolish the FISA court. There, I said it, okay? 855-839-1210. And I tweeted as much as well. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court. More than anything, here's the deal. We can go back and forth on issues all day long, but if we don't have free and fair elections in this country, we don't have a country. We don't have a republic, and that's just the reality. So understand that take this, for example. The outrage that South Philadelphia residents feel about having a safe injection site coming to their neighborhood, and they didn't even get the courtesy of having a hearing on it. They wouldn't do that if they're going to open a store in their neighborhood or put a high-rise up in their neighborhood. The whole thing about self-government is we get to make these decisions, right? We are in charge. So when the government just turns around and says, well, we're doing this and you don't get a say in this process, that is the worst. That's the worst thing you can do ever. And, you know, the anger that residents in South Philly feel, and I completely understand it because I'd be so furious if this were my neighborhood. It's their neighborhood. It's not Ed Rendell's neighborhood. He's not putting it in his neighborhood. He's putting it in South Philly. And the residents down there have a right to be furious. Because they didn't even get the courtesy of a planning board meeting, a zoning board meeting, nothing. They were just told, you're going to get a supervised injection site, whether you like it or not. See, government can't work that way. It can't work that way. It's not supposed to work that way. And on the federal level, this ties in perfectly with the FISA court. It really does. Because like anything else in life, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And years ago, in 1979, I believe it was, they established the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court to have a way to be able to surveil foreigners. Not American citizens, foreigners. What's happened over time? Like any other time, you give the government the ability to have a tool in its toolbox to be able to watch over us or protect us for the children. The government takes that tool and weaponizes it and abuses it politically. And I'm telling you right now, that is the Scioli theorem, and I've never been proven wrong on that point. Whether it's the Patriot Act or the FISA court, you give the government the ability to, quote, keep us safe, end quote, they will find a way to abuse that power and use it for political purposes. And that's exactly what happened with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court. They've been approving these applications by the Justice Department 98, 99% of the time. It's a rubber stamp for the government. And unlike a normal court, you, as a American citizen, have no constitutional protections in the process. The judge is all you got. And the judge rubber stamps what the government wants. And there's no oversight of it. And there's no ability for defense attorneys to be involved. Nothing. Nothing. And so it has to end. It needs to end. There's no way to reform it. It's like S.H.I.E.L.D. when Hydra infiltrated S.H.I.E.L.D. There's no way to save it. You just have to knock it down and start over. There's no way to fix it. And the fact that FISA became the kind of court it is, so secretive, and expanded its power to be able to spy on American citizens, shows you, and then ultimately was able to infiltrate a presidential campaign, use their power to infiltrate a presidential campaign with the cooperation of the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, the Department of Justice, all these Trump haters. If they had succeeded, then Hillary Clinton would be president, Donald Trump would not, and we would have had the first at least that we know of, police state election in this country, whereby the government, the federal government's police powers were used for political purposes to infiltrate and change the outcome of an election. There's no way to save the FISA court. It's over. It needs to end. It just has to end. We have courts in this country. They're in the Constitution. See, this is why I always say the Constitution is the rule book, right? If you just follow the rules in life, you do okay. Follow the rule book. What does the rule book say? The rule book says Article 3 establishes a judiciary. And the course of that judiciary, the judiciary has certain responsibilities, but ultimately has to make sure that the constitutional rights of American citizens are being protected. I don't care about foreigners. If you live in Pakistan, you don't have any rights under our Constitution. I don't believe our Constitution spreads around the world. I don't believe it covers people in other countries. So if you're an Iranian and you're doing something against the United States, I don't give a damn about your civil liberties when it comes from my government's perspective. It's not my problem. It's not my problem. But if you're an American of Iranian descent and you're a U.S. citizen, that I do care about. That's a big difference. That's the difference. You're a United States citizen. You have rights. And the FISA court does not respect your rights. And you have no ability to have your rights protected. Now, this is great. If Freedom Works. I love Freedom Works, by the way. Ted Abram wrote this piece. Abolish the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act Court. As a former judge that has approved hundreds of search warrants, I strongly urge that Congress begin hearings to dissolve the FISA court. Why? Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, conducted an investigation of alleged wrongful actions in applications for search warrants from the FISA court. There were four separate applications to conduct electronic surveillance of former Trump assistant Carter Page. The IG concluded that the FBI obtained additional information raising significant questions about the reliability of the Steele dossier. The FBI failed to reassess the Steele dossier, which was relied upon in the FISA applications. Additionally, and more damning, the Inspector General also found that FBI investigators failed to disclose information that was inconsistent with or undercut the assertions contained in the FISA applications. These omissions resulted in inaccurate information being included in the FISA applications. Obviously, there are very serious findings that impact the civil rights of Carter Page and gravely condemn the behavior and practices of the FBI. In response to the IG's report, the FISA court judge Rosemary Collier wrote an order to the FBI. She said, "The frequency with which representations made by FBI personnel turned out to be unsupported or contradicted by information in their possession and with which they withheld information detrimental to their case calls into question whether information contained in other FBI applications is reliable." Remember, this is a former judge writing this. There were very specific letters that were not first pleased to the court. In April 2017, Mark Levin, my buddy Mark Levin, who I'll be with next week, Mark Levin's Landmark Legal Foundation presented allegations of wrongdoing and applied to assist the court, which was summarily denied by the judge of the FISA court, Rosemary Collier. Levin said on his show, quote, "We presented this judge with the evidence and filed it. Congress needs to find out why these judges, even today, are not holding people accountable." Let me stop from the article for a second. Who are the people to be held accountable? The people that lied to the FISA court. That's who. People like James Comey and others who went to the FISA court and said, "Hey, here, look, go spy on an American citizen. Go spy. We want you to give us the authority to spy on an American citizen, to violate his Fourth Amendment rights, violate his due process rights. And here's why." Ready? Here's why. We have this application, Your Honor. Here you go. Judge looks at it like they do it 98% of the time. They rubber stamp it. That application was a fugazi, as they say, because it was filled with nonsense from the Christopher Steele dossier. That's the P dossier. Why has the court not exercised its contempt of court powers to investigate the actions of the FBI and the Department of Justice? Why not? This was March 2018, public warnings of a cabal by the FBI and the DOJ by former judge and now Representative Louie Gohmert, who the media likes to say is insane. They love to say Louie Gohmert's insane. But you know what? Louie Gohmert was 100% right when he said, "There are too many FBI agents and too many Department of Justice officials that need to be investigated, whether it's Peter Strzok, Bruce Ohr, Christopher Steele. All these people need to be investigated. And you know, the FBI and the DOJ can't investigate their own top people." Actually, Gohmert toyed with the idea of a special counsel, but had faith in the FISA court and their power of contempt. He said, quote, "I don't believe we need a second counsel to look in the FISA courts. The FISA judges, if they had any modicum of self-respect for their courts, they would have already a long time ago called the lawyers in, put somebody in jail for committing a fraud upon the court. That's contempt of court, and somebody should have gone to jail long before. Look, if you lied to a judge or I lied to a judge, if an attorney presented knowingly wrong information to a judge, he'd be locked up and disbarred. But in the FISA court, it's okay. You can lie to them. You can make stuff up. You can give them false information. Nobody gets punished. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And the judge, this Rosemary Collier woman, puts out a thing slapping them on the wrist. Who cares? She didn't hold anybody in contempt of court. She didn't order anybody's arrest. Now, this former judge writing this piece from Newsworks, which is great, Ted Abram, a former federal judge, he says, they've left Congress no choice but to have... but to step in and fix the process. Every member of Congress should vote to abolish the FISA court and begin debating protecting the civil rights of Americans while secretly surveilling ever dangerous foreign powers. Foreign powers. Now, who else said that? Devin Nunes said that, too. Devin Nunes, that was actually his quote. Now, let me ask you a question. What do we do, Rich, about terrorists? What if they're an American terrorist? Then you go to a judge. You know, we have a process in this country called the grand jury, right? It's secretive. You know, it's secretive, right? You go to a judge, you get a court. You have a process in this country already where we can get information, where we can get warrants. We get search warrants in this country every freaking day in American courts that are not FISA courts. Every day. Why do we need a special court, a secret court? Like this is Russia or Cuba, where we need secret courts that can take away Americans' constitutional rights on the flip of a dime. What do we need that for? We don't need that. Every day in this country, the police or prosecutors, district attorneys go to judges and ask for search warrants, arrest warrants, etc. Every day. Every single day. And there's a process, and the process is followed, and the rights of American citizens, whether they be accused drug dealers or rapists or murderers or just people that owe parking tickets, have to be respected, have to be adhered to, have to be protected. But in the FISA court, it's secret. So they can go after American citizens. All you got to do is just say the T word, terrorism. That's all you got to do. And they can infiltrate a presidential campaign. They can give the police state, the federal law enforcement, the federal surveillance state, the people that are supposed to protect us, the power to infiltrate and spy on a presidential campaign and do the kind of things to try to undermine that campaign and make that candidate lose. That's a police state. The very definition of a police state is not the police using excessive crowd control measures. No, it's not the police having lots and lots of riot gear or spray or using pepper spray on a crowd. No, a police state is when the government uses its national law enforcement powers to infiltrate its political system for the desired outcome of government. We came so close to that coming true. I mean, it was happening, but we came so close to them winning. So it's time to wake the hell up. FISA court needs to go. Now, go. End it. And everybody needs to speak up and make sure that President Trump hears your voice on this. Because if he renews the FISA court, he's wrong. I said he was wrong last time, and I'll say it again. And if I have the opportunity to talk to him, I'll tell him that again. Because if they can do it to him, they can do it to anybody. Enough is enough. FISA court has to go. Start over. It's been infiltrated just like S.H.I.E.L.D. and has to be gone. Goodbye. Start over. We already have a court process in this country. Let's just adhere to it. 855-839-1210.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.